right, let's get your check on some college football.
It's time to talk college football on The Morning Shift, brought to you by Window Nation. Fight the February frigid season with 50% off your new windows from Window Nation. Plus, make no payments for 2 years. Visit windownation.com. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Cannot wait to hear that music this weekend with week one of college football on deck. And your Georgia Bulldogs, number one team in the land, they take on Clemson, number 14. Some question marks surrounding Georgia when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, in particular with their running backs. And so we'll start with this, with tailback Roderick Robinson. He recently underwent surgery to repair a toe injury. Smart confirmed on Monday that that is what took place. And so he said he would probably be week to week. He isn't expected to play against the Tigers on Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But the other big, big question mark looming for the Dogs, that is around running back Trevor Etienne. And Kirby Smart not saying much about the Florida transfer and his status on Saturday.
Excited about all those guys. I don't really talk about any of the other stuff. I'm excited about all the guys that are going to get an opportunity to play back.
Yeah, attaboy, okay. Kirb.
All right. So,
excited about all the opportunity to play.
Yes, he would not confirm whether or not he will be available. So we're waiting to see what his status will be on Saturday.
I think that it's funny because I think if you're a fan of this program, you probably have looked into Kirby's words before, and there's probably a precedent that was set somewhere along the line of, you know, he did or did not talk about somebody that might or might not have been suspended. I used to be able to speak Sabanese at Alabama. I could tell by the way the question was asked and the way he answered whether or not it was true or not. But, you know, it's one of those things you obviously won't know for sure until Saturday. It'll be a noontime game. And they have plenty of depth, right, at the running back position. You would think that's a running team with a good offensive line. But, man, Trevor Etienne brings just a different dynamic. So,
yeah, I'm at the point with Georgia where they say, so-and-so is going to be out. And I go, is it going to make a difference? I mean, they're the deepest team in the country. The only team that can even come close to them is Ohio State with depth. And they spent a record $20 million in college free agency, if you will allow me to go there. I think they got what, Cash Jones and Nate Frazier, who could who did well.
And Branson Robinson, I guess, was another name that was thrown out there as another guy that could be able to go if he cannot. And just to what, Mike, you were just talking about suspension, or you did mention that, correct, just a few seconds ago.
Right.
We know that, you know, Etienne was arrested on March 24th on charges of a DUI, reckless driving, and three other misdemeanors. In a plea agreement in July, prosecutors dropped the DUI charge as he pleaded no contest to reckless driving and guilty to charges of underage possession of alcohol, failure to maintain lane, and a window tint violation. So he received 12 months of probation. A fine as well. And under the Georgia Athletic Department policy, he would have to miss 10% of the Bulldogs' season. So that's at least one game if he had been found guilty of a DUI. It's unclear whether the plea agreement changes that.
I got to be honest with you. If I was in his situation, a plea agreement seems like the best thing. I'm not a lawyer. But you do look at, obviously, being found guilty and things like that, and some of the, you know, some of the issues that come along with that. So, look, it's like I said, I don't know. I don't know how it changes. Kirby Smart's words to me, very insightful, is just, hey, I'm not going to talk about that, but I'm very excited for the guys that will have the opportunity to play on Saturday.
It's like, kind of makes you think he's not going to play
like
that.
That's my guess. That's my guess.
I just don't. Maybe I'm being ridiculous with my thoughts here, but I just don't think it. I think Georgia wins with or without Etienne on the field. And he's a hell of a player. I love Trevor Etienne. I got to watch him for a couple of years down at Florida, and it felt like at times he was probably underused, and at times he was in a situation where it didn't matter how much he was used because of, you know, what they had around him. But I just think Georgia is good enough to win with or without him.
This story from ESPN, college football's spring transfer period is officially in danger of being eliminated after the NCAA's FBS and FCS oversight committees recommended the sport move to a single off-season notification of transfer window. So under the proposal, the 30-day transfer window in December would become the lone opportunity for FBS and FCS players to enter their name in the transfer portal if they are seeking a new school.
Hate it. I think they're trying to fix the wrong one. To me, you fix the portal in December. That close that one off, okay? Because you've got guys that are going to be in the middle of college playoff runs on teams transferring. And I just think that, to me, is the wrong time for the transfer portal. Get rid of that, the one in December. Keep the one in the spring. That's the thing for me, because that allows guys to, you know what, I stayed on during this playoff run. I didn't get traction during spring practice. Now I want to transfer. And I think that's the right time instead of the one in December. Do not like, I think this is wrong personally.
Well, maybe you guys will go hear me on this. I think it's flawed, but at this point, I'm looking at any rule that the NCAA is trying to put forth, and I'm like, okay, a rule. Good. Let's put some kind of rule on this
thing.
Like,
it's
such a free for all. There's no guidelines for anything. Yeah, so I'm like, dude, if the simplest guidelines to me would be, a move in the right direction. It just, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's flawed, but I think any kind of guideline right now would feel good. Would feel good as a college football fan to say there's some kind of rule out there that is not just absolute chaos at all times. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a little bit of chaos in Georgia, well, we have a previously committed Bulldog now deciding to go to Georgia Tech. So this comes just days after Tech took down number 10 Florida State in Dublin. So Brent Key and his team have landed another big W in four-star defensive lineman Christian Garrett. So 6'4", 260-pound defensive tackle from Bogart, Georgia. He's the 135th ranked prospect in 2025. So he had previously committed to Georgia before pulling his pledge and reopening his recruitment on August 11th. And now, yeah, he's on his way to Georgia Tech. He did tweet out, "I'm home." And that's it.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, this was when, was it Petty, the offensive lineman that
yeah.
Yes.
When Petty.
Josh Petty.
When Josh Petty committed, I heard rumblings that Christian Garrett was going to go to Tech. And he had just decommitted from Georgia, and that this Tech was where he was going to end up. And I guess my rumblings were right. I don't want to put people's names out
there.
They're
whispers.
Because, look, it was a highly trusted source who might even be listening at this moment, but I didn't want to put him out there and put him on blast. So that was right. Brent Key is rolling. In fact, I think Brent Key had like the 33rd top recruiting class last year. And I think they're going to build on that and get even higher. And when a guy can coach like Key and his staff can, you got Buster Faulkner, who's a very good OC, who hopefully can stay at Tech for a couple of years. I mean, I don't know what the ceiling is for Tech right now, but I know that it's a lot higher than it was under that other guy that took over from Temple.
What do you make of this Braves offense right now?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Like watching the movie The Replacements.
Hey, like they are racking up the runs. We'll digest their latest W. And we've got a TB's timeout on the way. I'll be your travel guru. Follow me for more tips. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.